The European Union's foreign policy chief says Iran is ready to resume talks about its nuclear program. Catherine Ashton told reporters in Brussels Friday that she received a letter from Iran's chief nuclear negotiator, Saeed Jalili, saying he is prepared to restart talks after November 10th. Ashton called the offer an important development. We spoke about the EU announcement about a date for the talks with Lacey Olson of the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation.
I want to say this is great news. It's wonderful if talks do begin after November 10th. However, after November 10th is a pretty ambiguous date. I know that Catherine Ashton did previously ask for a specific date, which was somewhere around the 15th, and this seems to be in line with that. Hopefully that specific date will be stuck to and negotiations will go forward.
Now, what do you think should happen at these meetings?
I hope that the Iranians will be able and willing to discuss a fuel swap deal. Again, I think that that is the number one priority. I think that the nuclear program is, and the major concern, that's down the line. What we really, really want to start with is this fuel swap deal, which is one very small step that could lead to a lot of larger measures.
How does the fuel swap deal work?
So the fuel swap began as when Iran's nuclear program was much smaller. It began as sort of a deal to take a very large portion of Iran's uranium that could potentially be converted to weapons-grade uranium and take it out of the country, convert it into fuel rods, and then send it back so that Iran was effectively left without the ability to then make weapons out of this uranium. But the problem is, since the original deal was struck, Iran has enriched much more uranium, and they now have enough to produce more than the one weapon that it was at the time. Now it's more like two. And so the deal is not quite as effective as it could have originally been, but it's still very effective, and it's still a major confidence-building measure.
Well, the Security Council, the UN Security Council, has imposed four sets of sanctions on Iran for its refusal to stop enriching uranium. Are these sanctions having any effect?
The sanctions, the latest round of sanctions in particular, are having a marked effect on Iran's economy. We can see that in a lot of different negotiations that have happened, in a lot of different statements that have been made. We can see that they are having an effect, but the problem is whether the regime cares whether they're having an effect or not. They're having a huge effect on the people of Iran, but this is a regime that doesn't always care. This is a regime that is sometimes willing to go forward no matter what.
Well, you make it sound a little negative. is there no stopping Iran?
I think there is. I do believe that the big question is whether Iran is a rational actor. I do believe that they are a rational actor and willing to talk to us. I think that there is a possibility of coming to a compromise, but I think the problem is that neither side trusts the other, and that we have to come to a point with something like the fuel swap where we can build some confidence and actually begin to talk about the important things.
Lacey Olson, senior policy analyst at the Center for Arms Control and Nonproliferation in Washington. Iran insists its nuclear program is peaceful. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington.